I'm Natalie DiPietro, and today I'm going to be sharing with you an analysis that I performed while I was a student at Indiana University, earning my Master's of Public Health degree. I conducted this analysis along with Larry Humbert and Indiana Strombaum, and the title of our analysis is Assessing the Impact of Stressful Life Events on Small 4 Gestational Age Births. And the data that we utilized for this study was collected through the Indiana Access Project. And Indiana Access was administered by an organization called the Indiana Perinatal Network, which is a not-for-profit organization in the state of Indiana dedicated to improving the health of pregnant mothers, infants, and families throughout the state. So the objectives for my talk today are to describe the theoretical pathways through which stress may negatively impact birth outcomes, and to describe to you, we had a very unique population of a low-income, predominantly minority population, and we're going to talk today a little bit about the types of stressful life events we saw in this population and the associations that we saw. So a small for gestational age birth, as we all know, a fetus or infant weighing less than expected for its gestational age. And for the purposes of this analysis, we did use the Greg Alexander paper from 1999, the standardized tables, looking at birth weight percentiles based on the mother's race and ethnicity and the infant's sex. Small for gestational age infants have an increased risk of postnatal complications and possibly negative outcomes throughout the lifespan. So as public health and healthcare professionals, we felt it was important to better understand the possible causes of small for gestational age births, one of which may be stressful life events. Stress is thought to potentially impact birth outcomes in a negative way, both through a direct impact and possibly an indirect impact. And for the direct impact, there's some literature out there that stress may increase the release of epinephrine, norepinephrine, and cortisol, possibly initiating the biological cascade of labor. Stress may also suppress the immune system, making a mother more susceptible to infection or inflammation, and it also may have effects on the cardiovascular system, leading to preterm labor or slowed fetal growth. Indirectly, stress is thought to have a negative impact on birth outcomes because it may lead the mother to partake in negative behaviors as coping mechanisms for the stress. So this can include substance abuse, poor hygiene, inadequate nutrition or exercise, a decreased utilization of prenatal care services, or unsafe sexual practices. Previous studies looking at the association between stress and pregnancy have been inconclusive. Some of the studies have shown no association, and other studies have had weakly positive results. And this could, of course, be due to the fact that there may not be an association between stress and small for gestational age births, or there may be limitations in study design and modeling of these previous analyses that really obscured the relationship. So what we wanted to do was take our sample of women and look to see if there is a relationship between stress, as assessed through these stressful life event questions, and small for gestational age births. A stressful life event is defined as an out-of-ordinary demanding event that has the capacity to change patterns of life or lead to unpleasant feelings. And the CDC has developed 13 validated questions to assess these stressful life events through their PRAM survey. And a little bit later, I'll show you the exact questions that are utilized, but they cover things like family and social support issues, financial issues, and legal issues. So as I mentioned, the data for our study was collected through the Indiana Access Project, and Indianapolis was selected as one of 4 cities to participate in what was called the National Friendly Access Program. And this program was developed by the Child Center out of the University of South Florida. It was developed along with the CDC, HRSA, and the Disney Institute. And basically, Friendly Access was looking at low-income women and their access to and utilization of prenatal care services. So for the Indiana Access Project, the main inclusion criteria was the woman's socioeconomic status. If a woman was on Medicaid or had a similar SES she was screened for eligibility to participate in the study. And if she was willing to give informed consent and a consent to release medical records, she was enrolled. The exclusion criteria was a woman who experienced a fetal or infant death or whose baby was placed in the NICU. Through the Indiana Access Project, these women were then interviewed by staff who had no affiliation with the hospital, and they were interviewed during their postpartum stay. And as you can see, the interview was quite extensive, had 162 questions, and it was through that interview that the experience of the stressful life event was ascertained. And it was asked, as the CDC does, whether or not the woman experienced the stressful life event within the 12 months before delivery. Something unique that Indianapolis did with this project that the other sites had not yet done was they linked this interview data to the birth certificate file for these women. So then we were able to look at these different adverse event outcomes. We conducted a multiple logistic regression, and you'll see in a minute all of the variables that we included in the model. These are variables that have been shown to affect small for gestational age births. We collected some of the variables from the birth certificate data, some of the variables from the interview data. And I just wanted to kind of quickly take you through our sample demographics so you could see what a unique population we had. It's not representative of the state of Indiana. We had the majority of the women in our sample being Black, non-Latino. The age range was actually, I think, a little bit older than what we had anticipated. The majority of our women were 19 to 24 years of age or older. When we look at educational status, most of the women in our sample had not completed high school. And 77% of our sample was not married. And interestingly, over 30% of the women in our sample smoked as per the birth certificate data, which that number is a lot higher than what we typically see recorded on birth certificates in the state of Indiana. And we had about 10% of our sample having a small for gestational age birth. So as we heard previously, these stressful life events have been previously studied and placed into these constructs based on the type of event. And so the constructs that have been studied in the literature are the emotional, financial, partner-related, and traumatic. And you'll see that the women in our sample experienced a large number of these stressful life events. We had well over 40% with the emotional stress, over 70% reporting financial stress, 44% partner stress, and 37% traumatic stress. And consistent with other studies, if a woman answered yes to at least one question in the construct, the entire construct was coded as yes. We had about 87% of our sample experience at least one of these stressful life events, and we had 25% in the women in our sample reporting that they had five or more of these stressful life events. So what we found from conducting our regression, there were several variables that fell out as having significantly being associated with a small for gestational age birth. These included age of 31 years or greater, pregnancy-related conditions such as preeclampsia, a previous high-risk pregnancy, smoking, which was borderline significant, and then the total number of stressful life events. We found that the total number of stressful life events became significant when we studied it in the model along with the other stressful life event constructs. So we put both the constructs and the total number of life events into the model, and that's when we found a predictive relationship. We found in our model that the following actually was associated with the decreased odds of delivering a small for gestational age infant. And those include the lower educational status, a previous live birth, but also surprisingly traumatic stress. And in a minute I'll tell you a little bit more about what we did to try to tease that relationship out further. As I mentioned, we saw this relationship between the total number of stressful life events. We found this relationship between the total number of stressful life events only when we included the other stressful life event constructs in the model. And to us, that seems to indicate that once the types of stress are controlled for, so once you control for a woman having traumatic stress versus emotional or partner-related, then the cumulative burden of the number of stressful life events she experiences is associated with a small for gestational age birth. As I mentioned, we were surprised to find that traumatic stress was associated with a decreased odds of delivering a small for gestational age baby. And so what we did is we took each question in that construct and looked at it independently to see if there was a relationship with the outcome. And a question regarding whether or not the woman or her partner went to jail, we found that to be associated with an increased odds of a small for gestational age birth. But none of the other questions in the construct really had an effect. So we feel that this construct needs to be further explored, especially with our specific population. There may be something about our, whether it's low-income population or the predominantly minority population, that there's some residual confounding effects that we're not taking into account in our analysis that may be happening in the sample. Financial stress was the most often reported stressful life event in our sample, but it was not associated with any small for gestational age, you know, either increasing or decreasing the odds. And we think that this is probably because there's not enough variance in the sample to really look at that relationship, since the women were enrolled based on their low socioeconomic status. So our limitations are, of course, the representativeness, which I've mentioned, not having a control group, selection bias. By not including women who had a fetal death or whose baby was placed in the NICU, we actually excluded the worst outcomes from our study. So I think that that probably serves to strengthen the results that we did find. Recall bias, of course, because this was conducted retrospectively, and prevarication bias. Not only women may be being reluctant to admit to certain behaviors during pregnancy, but women may also be reluctant to report certain types of stress during pregnancy, such as partner physical abuse and things like that. We also had incomplete information regarding timing of stress for women in our sample and chronic stressors, which are also thought to contribute to negative birth outcomes. So we feel that one of the most important next steps in this area of research would be to look at these assessment tools in diverse populations and to ensure whether or not the stressful life events that we're utilizing in these surveys are really adequately capturing and characterizing stress for women in diverse populations. So, consistent with the literature, we found that select maternal attributes do impact the odds of delivering a small for gestational age birth. And a unique contribution of our study is that as the women in our sample experienced an increasing number of stressful life events, the odds of delivering a small for gestational baby increased. So I would like to acknowledge the following individuals: Greg Steele, my advisor at IU; Mike, who was our statistician that linked the interview data with the birth certificate data; the University of South Florida, the National Friendly Access Evaluation staff; and the Indiana Access Data Advisory Committee. A unique part of this project was that we had people from across the state participate in a steering committee to help us guide what analyses that we should conduct with our data set. So thank you so much for your time and attention.